asking the right questions may often lead to the best answers. Hoy, kamusta ka na? Let's have fun finding out more about ourselves by exploring the power of our words and thoughts and how they shape our reality. We will be focusing on the things that we can control and manage the things that we can't. Tara, let's start believing more in ourselves. Welcome to this episode of Self-Talk with me, Ken Somera.
Yon, kamusta? Kamusta? Episode number 6 na tayo and our topic for today is limitless. Nilagyan ko ng dash kasi limitless, di ba? Tanggalin natin yung limit. And this would be the first interview session for this podcast. Bakit? Bakit? Siyempre, maganda yung may kakwentuhan din tayo. And our first guest is one of the persons that I respect in the field of transformation and change work. He's been a very good friend, a mentor, and a business partner then. Let's welcome Dr. Strix Toledo.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, my good friend and brother.
Ayo. Oh, Ninong ko na siya. Hi, Ninong. Kamusta?
Okay naman, Ken.
Mag-a-add na ba ako ng mga claps? Mag-a-add na rin ako ng claps dito. Sige, let's start this session. I know we're gonna go deep with this topic because Limitless is a program you've created and we want to understand more about one of the main topics of that, limiting beliefs. Diba? Tell us more. Ano ba ang limiting beliefs for you?
Okay. Yeah. So, let's correlate the two. Your podcast name and strength, self-talk, and your question about limiting beliefs.
Okay?
Limiting beliefs usually actually show up as negative self-talk, largely internal, sometimes spilling outward towards the external. You know, sometimes we don't notice that we say it, but when we do catch ourselves, we'll notice something like, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough, or who am I? Okay? The reverse, so we can notice what having limiting beliefs is like, or it happens to be like, is, you know, when we have positive self-talk, you know, keeping to the theme of our podcast here, this can include stuff like, let's go. Which gets me out of bed and like saying I can do this or I'm capable. I guess if we overlap this with notions we have in the Limitless course, a big filter would be, you know, do you have resistance to what you're saying? Because if you're trying to hack it the way most people are doing it, you know, I can do this. And you have to affirm yourself so many times. Dude, if you have to affirm yourself so many times, you don't believe what you're saying. So a filter we use in Limitless is, do you have a resistance to what you're saying? If you say I can do this and you don't believe that crap, then that disbelief is stronger than the pushy positive self-talk you're trying to do. In which case, it's actually hidden negative self-talk, disguised by the positive self-talk that you're trying to push to your subconscious and that you're trying to display on social media. So even if you say, I can do this, or I'm capable, no, you're not.
Meron ganun, tama. This is something na, I think I've worked with this, with myself din eh. Parang, syempre, working with positive self-talk. Minsan, sinasabi ko na, ganito, pero meron part ng subconscious ko na alam ko kumakounter. Oo, meron eh. And I've been really working with it na, teka lang, yun yung question din eh. I wanted to understand it. Why is one part of me countering something that would benefit me?
Right.
So siguro, that's my question din sa'yo. I mean, kung sinasabi mo yung hidden negative self-talk, bakit meron hidden negative self-talk?
You know, there's stuff we claim and there's stuff that's truer to us. Okay, so by example, we had a course earlier on, it's a focus planning session actually, and we talked about like values and then super drivers. Mm-hmm. And we've had this talk, you and I, Ken, and there's so many classes that we've had together. where you could choose so many values and nice to hear, nice to know, like happiness, success, ikigai, you know, all these nice concepts. But if you're super drivers, what's naturally true for you outside of your control, what's automatic for you, are in the opposite direction, your super drivers or what's natural to you or what's automatic for you will always override, no matter how beautiful the supposed chosen values you are happen to be. Okay, because there's what's natural to you, what's your default state. It's not that this default state cannot be overridden. It's just that it's programming that's been there for so long and that hasn't been rewritten. We haven't had that chance. And the only real way is for us to have an insight, a fresh new thought that changes everything. And here's where it all overlaps with the Limitless course, where what we're looking for is that one chance, that fresh new thought that changes everything, where, you know what, I thought I couldn't do this, but even if it's out of curiosity, what if I can? Okay? Or it's funny, there are guys on the street always reacting to, you're with your girl, and then some guy reacts like under their breath, like, how is she with a guy like that? Like, they can't take it. And then most people will do nothing about it. But some guys will see that as inspiration, as insight. Wait, if he can do it, why can't I? Yeah, why can't I? But most people never take it as an opportunity or a challenge or take it as an insightful moment. They take it as an offense. They take it as proof that, you know, some are luckier. They give in to narratives they've had for so long, they just can't override it. And sometimes that's all it takes.
So yun yung isa dun.
Sometimes that's all it takes, no? It's not just, you know, overcoming negative self-talk, but overcoming negative self-stories.
Yeah, your narratives.
Yep, definitely, bro.
Yeah, I think episode 5, I talked about influence. No, dito rin nabubuo yung mga narratives. Eh. Like mula nung bata tayo, the things you watch on TV, Voltage 5.
I think, you know, Voltage 5 was positively inspirational for me.
Yeah, pero the things you watch on TV, like mga dramas, like yung mga soap operas, sa mga kaibigan natin, sa school. This has greatly influenced our behavior, and it also has created, like, society has created a lot of narratives that, or stories that run us, right? So definitely. Yung goal nga din ng podcast na to is to help you who's listening right now to be aware of those narratives, those stories that you keep repeating to yourself, and maybe gain the power to have more control over your thoughts so that you could get more control over your life for the better.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Insight, strict siguro, yun yung pwede natin. Let's go deeper with the insight. No?
Tell me what, though.
You said that it's a fresh new thought that could change everything.
Right.
Where could we get insight?
Location or situation? For me, it's...
Could be both.
Yeah. Well, for me, when I'm taking a crap or a bath or shaving or just taking a walk, for anyone in particular, just when you take a break from your routine or your mundane, or sometimes when your system, your own software has had enough, it just shuts down. Or sometimes when you've just had enough sleep, you know? All it takes really is for us to shift in a mode that's outside of our usual. Sometimes it takes just a flip or a challenge to our beliefs, or a humorous take on things, which is, to me, exactly the same thing. So what's funny about the work I do in Limitless is, in a strange way, I'm trying to catch myself and other people off guard. I'm hoping that they see something they didn't see before. Guess what, bro? That's the exact structure of a good joke. That's what I'm hoping that people see, that there's been a huge joke pulled over their eyes and they could never see it until they do. And then the moment they see it, it's frigging funny and it opens up their mind and flushes out old beliefs, enables new skills, and makes possible actions which could not have had happened had they not had that new thought.
Yeah. Oh, ayoko gamitin to example na to, pero it's like when I was young, I was really, up till now, I'm still really fascinated about magic.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? About magic.
Me too.
Pero as I got more fascinated with it, I wanted to learn how to do magic.
Right.
And as I had to like check videos, books, talk to magicians, I got to understand how it's done.
Right.
Now, may mga parts doon na as I was like going deeper, nawawala na yung ibang wow, yung minsan yung wow factor, nawawala na. Pero ang napalitan nyo, yung wow dati, napalitan na ng wow sa skill.
Right.
Because as I get to understand na, oy, wow, pwede palang mangyari to pag ginawa ko tong ganito.
Right.
Pero now, I'm wowing at the execution. Right? So, going back, ang point ko dito is, I got the insight na how it's done, and that changed how I saw things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Similar right? to yours, mm-hmm. I have that fascination, and how it's manifested is, you know, I'm not really good at telling jokes, but I've gained like a huge appreciation for jokes and magic performances because of that exact same thing. It turns out we're looking at the exact same thing. To catch yourself off guard, to catch yourself surprised, to catch yourself in mm-hmm. awe, to open yourself up to possibilities. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and to the thing that our mentor of mentors talks about, that hypnotic gift that Igor talks about all the time.
Yeah. Oh, oh. Ay, wait. Bago tayo pumunta dyan, meron pa ako isang example. Oh. Nakakatuwa.
Oh.
Si Santa.
Oh.
Diba? Oh. I mean, yeah, for the longest time, I mean, oh, siguro yung mga nakikinig sa atin, matatanda na naman kayo, diba? Sorry to break it down to sa, ano, yung mga nakikinig sa atin na bata. Pero siguro, this is a good thing to talk about because we're talking about insight and how it works. This is one common example. Mm. So as I was growing up, siguro nandun na ako sa mga grade 4. Siyempre, mga kaklase mo, oy, parents mo lang din yan, si Santa. Ayoko maniwala, di ba? Pero nung nakita ako, uy, oh nga, no? And that's insight. A new thought that changed.
Oh God,
that changes everything, di ba? So I think it's a very good example so that a lot of people can relate, right? So yeah. Basag eh,
no? That's a painful insight, but an insight, you know, nonetheless. Yeah,
an insight nonetheless.
Yeah.
Pero sige, let's put it in the context that. We're both like coaches and we get to work with a lot of people. And ang setup dito, I get to like notice what I do.
Mm.
Kasi I get to point out behavioral patterns. For example, most of the time when a person is like in deep shit or nandun sila sa mismong
technical word.
Problema.
Yeah.
It's all the blame goes to the other person.
Oh.
Or all the blame goes to the sa mga tao sa paligid or the environment.
Right. We don't see our part.
Until we do. So one thing that we coaches do is to make the person see the other parts. And then, ito yung insight dun. Because as you get to be more aware, kaya pala they are reacting this way.
Mm.
Yung environment is reacting that way because of how you reacted also to them.
Right.
Na hindi napapansin. And when like the person like gets to notice or become more aware of like, may part pala ako.
Right.
Or ako pala yung major part.
Right.
Kaya pala nangyari yun.
Right.
That creates like strong insight, man.
I hear you. For me, that moment, bro, is the from thinking that, the other person didn't get the joke to finally getting that, wait, I'm the last to get it. I am the joke. And people don't know this. They do this all the time. We have our preconceived notions of everyone else. And, you know, people like to think of themselves as smart, which is why we're so easy to manipulate. But, you know, if you think you're so high and mighty, you tend to not see what other people see until you see it, and then you realize, my God, they've been tolerating me for being they've been tolerating my pompous ass and not pointing out that there was something they could see that I couldn't. It could be that they were pointing it out, but you just wouldn't hear it because it conflicted with what you believe. Yeah, it conflicted with your own self-talk. You couldn't even hear them.
Oh, minsan sinasabi na yung feedback sa'yo in a nice way.
Pero
yun yung problema minsan dito sa Pinas eh. when we want to give feedback, sometimes it really comes out as criticism.
Yeah.
So minsan nakakatakot magbigay ng feedback because they would instantly feel bad, di ba? Hindi naman lahat growth mindset na tinuturo ng mga tao, di ba? So again, going back to insight, we've talked about a lot of ways on how you could get to insight. Are there any specific ways, Strix, that you would recommend to our listeners then? How do we get insight more? Balikan ko lang yung sinabi mo, yung abang when you're taking a shit, get insight also. Yung personal insight, when you're thinking, parang bigla na lang. Kaya meron din shower thoughts. Others, they get insight while driving, while walking. Siguro for you listening right now, think about it. Where do you get these nice ideas? Like, diba?
Yeah.
Pero sige, let's listen to Strix. He has a lot of ways to like get insights.
The way in Limitless I used to talk about this is that monk, the abbot, head of the monastery, who used to say that, you know, enlightenment is a happy accident. and then his main student didn't get it because when children visited, he wasn't strict with the children. He told them enlightenment is a happy accident. But he was so strict with the monks, you know. Mm-hmm. 3,000 prostrations to the east. You wake up at 5 a.m. You do all these chores. Super strict schedule. And yet he was very light with the children. And when the children asked, you know, how do we get enlightened? He said, oh, no, you can't do anything about it. It's a happy accident. And so this main student was really angry when the children left. He asked, you know, Father Abbot, how can you say that? How can you say that enlightenment is just a happy accident? Well, it is. Yeah, then why are we doing all of these things? Why go through all this trouble if enlightenment is just a happy accident? Well, my friend, to make us accident prone.
To make us accident prone.
So there are things we can do which make us more vulnerable, which make us more open to insight. And it can be as simple as confronting what we believe. What if I'm wrong? You know? So by example, sticking to the theme, we can confront our negative self-talk and we can look at our positive self-talk. Our positive self-talk can offer a different perspective from our negative thoughts, and we can reframe our negative thoughts in a better way. We can use this to boost our self-esteem, and you know, when our mood changes, our thinking changes. We could encourage in ourselves and others better behavior just by changing how we talk to them. And sometimes it's not what we said. It's how we say it. It's just, you know, saying it in a nicer tone. You'd be surprised how well that works with our female counterparts, you know. And then definitely there's that, you know, challenging our negative thoughts. You know, if we just try to challenge anything that holds us back, sometimes we might find, when we're less overthinking, that it's not even an issue. We just thought it was. And then on the other hand, self-talk reinforces limiting beliefs. And if we just find a way around that, you know, we could improve self-esteem, self-confidence. We could discourage bad behavior, and we could overcome the things which used to hold us back. And, you know, we could do that, or we could go through a really good hypnotherapist or NLP practitioner or one of the coaches who happen to be like us, who are fans of hypnotic language, who can do things like reframing, who can use positive affirmations effortlessly, who can conversationally speak in visuals and in imagery, who can future pace even while it looks like a regular conversation, who can use better anchors or install better anchors for us, even though it looks like it's just a conversation, and who just happen to love using power words and phrases. Like, you know, oh, don't worry about it. You're strong. You're cool.
Yeah.
You're cool. Yeah.
Minsan the affirmation doesn't need to come from you.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the affirmation that you need to actually create that insight to change everything could come from another person also.
Oh, yeah.
And laking factor nito yung when you're talking to a professional or a person you trust.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Malaking bagay yun. Bakit nilinaw ko yung a person you trust? Importante yan. Importante yan. Yung a person of authority, yan, pag may sinabi sa'yo and you respect, believe that person, pasok yun eh. Yung suggestion yan and yung acknowledgement yan. It will make you feel good, more about yourself. It could help affirm a lot of things.
Right.
And yung term na gamitin natin dun is validate.
Right.
So think about this na ganito. You've been affirming to yourself, ah, magaling ako, magaling ako, magaling ako, magaling ako, magaling ako. Tapos, one of your bosses approaches you and sinabi sa'yo, you know what? Ang galing mo. Boom. Affirmed lahat ng sinasabi mong affirmation. Meron ibang tao nagsabi, boom, validated lahat ng sinabi mong affirmation. Tama?
I hear you.
Tapos, minsan, nagsasabi ka sa sarili mo, pogi, 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 pogi. Tapos, meron kang parang hidden negative self-talk, di ba? Kahit sabihin mo, pogi, meron na percentage ng sarili mo nagsasabi na ulul. Hindi. Di ba? Pero, pagkarating mo ng palengke, tinawag ka nung tindero, uy, pogi, di ba? Affirm lahat. Affirm ka agad lahat. Uy, pogi ka ako. Totoo. Right? This helps also.
Oh, yeah. I also, along the same lines that you were talking about, I also used to play a game. It was one of my favorite little funny things to, since we're talking about self-talk, to negate self-talk that was negative. And I do it like in a funny conversational way. Like I catch them, like when a person says or implies that they're worthless, I go, what if you're wrong? And that messes with them. What do you mean, what if I'm wrong? For the first time, they'll listen. Because they're used to everybody telling them like positive affirmations. And I challenge. And while they're trying to reach for what am I wrong about? I go, what if you're not messed up? What if you're not worthless? You know? But I'm using the same way they're talking to themselves on them. Because they're not talking nicely to themselves. So why should I? If it's the kind of voice that it takes for them to listen, I'll use it. It's a game. So I'll use negating language to negate their bad thoughts about themselves. And it's funny how well that works.
Minsan pag ginagawa ko yan, nakikita ko yung galit sa kanila.
Yeah, but you got their attention, right? Nakikita
ko yung galit eh. Yeah, yun yung... The people that go to therapy and stuff, they don't see the options din na pag, kunwari, pwede mo naman tikunin yung tao.
Mm.
And then, dun pa minsan nila nakakita yung insight.
Yeah, first thing, gotta get their attention.
Yung lack of attention to the main thing, minsan kailangan mo silang tikunin eh, para, bakit? Bakit ba? Diba? Tapos nandun na yung full attention nila. Mas madali na i-point out kung ano yung dapat nilang gawin. Kasi may emotion na nakahalo dun. Right?
Yeah.
Energy in motion. Emotion.
This goes back to one of the core concepts we have for our little gang anyway. You know, where first we gotta get their attention. First, there's gotta be a bite point. First, you know, without that attention, none of the conversation is useful. We're just wasting our time and theirs. So yeah, I agree. Sometimes if picon is the route, if getting on their nerves is the way to get their attention in order to help them, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to be the bad guy who helps
willing
them
to
out.
Be the villain.
Yeah,
exactly. pero they also have to understand that we are doing our best to take care of them. I mean, we mean well. And when people go to us for like help, coaching, or therapy, ang laking factor doon yung tinatawag natin na H+. Well, hindi maintindihan ng ibang tao yung hypnotic intent.
Correct.
Or yung gift. Siguro in the next episode, I'd probably discuss what hypnotic intent is and why some paano ka ba sasabihin to? May mga nakausap kasi ako na hindi importante daw yung care sa isang therapy session.
Right. That's funny though.
Yeah.
Like, so, how can you not care? In a very funny way. Yeah. Care is a tool.
Salita, no?
Yeah. Care is a tool. It sounds funny, but if they're like users who just want their way with people, well, they could use better tools because care works fantastically. If you truly, really care, people can smell that. It leaks into your subcommunication. Yep. It leaks into your facial expressions and micro expressions. Like, how can you not possibly care? It's utterly therapeutic.
Yeah.
Unless they're scared to care. They don't have that bandwidth. They're not capable. That's why they don't do it. I don't know. I'm not implying it.
Wala. Hindi naman natin i-imply yan. Well, ano lang. It's just like a conversation that I had with someone. Sabi lang niya na parang there are some clients na he has to be so professional that he has to remove care and go with the steps so that he could get to understand the client better. Pero sabi ko naman, yeah, I mean, different scenarios naman yan.
Yeah.
I do think with your approach, if it works, it works. I mean, it works eh. Who am I to question that? Okay, iba lang tayo ng approach. Bro.
Yeah, and overlapping with the concepts of limitless, you can care extremely deeply. You can care very deeply and not get hurt. You can care extremely deeply and look professional. These aren't absolutes. These aren't in the opposite direction. They just look like they are until the person you spoke with sees that they're not a contradiction. But while he doesn't see that it's not a contradiction, it will look like a contradiction. It will look like he has to be formal. And the way to be formal is not care. That's not true. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story he stole himself.
Going deeper with it, I mean, last na to bago tayo bumalik dun sa topic. No?
Go, bro.
A lot of us have stories that we want to share. And it's just that most of us don't like to listen. And one of the core jobs ng isang coach or a therapist is to be a person who listens intently.
Right.
With the goal of like helping the person get out of it or like find options and solutions. Because I think previous episodes, Strix, I talked about law of requisite variety. Mas naintindihan ko na siya. Dati pinagtatawanan ko. Pero ngayon, mas naintindihan ko na
siya. Rules.
So, an laking bagay na for a person to have like this strong tool of communication, lalo na listening, it really helps a lot. It really helps a lot. And if you get to master this skill, you'd go a long way. You'd go a long way.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So yeah, balik tayo dun sa limiting beliefs. So
sure.
let's do a recap with limiting beliefs.
Okay.
In a nutshell, how do we like remove or work with limiting beliefs?
Sure. Can we maybe overlap like kind of all three? Like self-talk, limiting beliefs, and becoming limitless?
Sige.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to accomplish this, you could do a few things, including one, going out of your way to identify and challenge your own limiting beliefs. Like, you know, just make it a habit of asking, what if I'm wrong? It could be at like, you know, at the line at Starbucks. You know, it's a difference between, oh my God, she's so cute versus she's so cute, but what if she's into me? You know, it's just challenging what you believe, trying something out, trying to see if, what if I'm wrong? And then being positively delighted when you are wrong because you become a different person. And that's beautiful. So identifying and challenging your limiting beliefs, taking time to reflect on the things which held you back or hold you back. So going out of your way to actively challenge and, as we say, reframe them. You mm-hmm. can also, for anyone listening, you could practice not a toxic positive self-talk, but like a light and happy positive self-talk. Like, talk to yourself as if you were encouraging a friend. Like, why not? You can be friends with yourself. And having also positive visualization, you know, and if you're struggling with your affirmations, if you're trying to do excess positivity, you're probably doing negativity. Take it easy on yourself. You don't have to push it so much, and you're pushing in the wrong direction if you feel a pushback from yourself. You know, it's gentle encouragement, not pounding on yourself. And also, as we're doing, as we invite people, you know, surround yourself with supportive people, including supportive coaches like Ken. Seeking out connections and relationships with people who can definitely encourage and support you, like Ken. And, you know, limiting your time with people who reinforce not so useful and maybe even negative beliefs and thoughts, and what we call energy and emotion vampires and dream vampires. Stay away, you know? You don't have to do all that drama all day, every day, even if you tolerate it now. And then maybe pick up activities which promote like growth and self-discovery. Like, challenge yourself by trying new things, even if it's trying a toothbrush you've never tried before. Like, the first time I tried using those extra soft bristles, oh, this is nice. The first time I tried toothpaste with baking soda, oh, this is nice. You know, it's catching yourself off guard to even the simplest Inside things, there. Which can start that journey towards getting out of your comfort zone. Yeah, and definitely, if you need it, seek help, seek mentorship, therapy, or coaching, whichever you happen to need, as soon as you can. Someone's out there to help. We're here for you.
Aww. And I think, ano eh, matagal kami nag-uusap ni Strix ng ganito. Well, we really spend time to talk about this stuff because with these conversations, we also learn from each other. And beyond the books, di ba?
Definitely. I mean,
there are lots of learnings from videos and books, pero a simple conversation can lead to a lot of insight. I remember some friends, ano eh, ang tawag niya na dito, Strix, ano eh, aha. Aha moment. Oh, meron akong friend eh. Maraming, ano eh, pag nakikinig sa'yo, marami siyang aha.
Loko ka.
Aha moment.
Gets.
gets. Oh, gets. Aha, yan. Oh, yan. Golden nuggets. Pero, sige. pero, eh nga, this is fun for us. Okay, and okay. Siguro, let's add one more topic
sure.
to this fray of like, really good discussion.
I'm enjoying this too. Yeah.
Fear. Fear. Mm. Let's go to another part. Kasi I think we talked about limiting beliefs sure. already. We get to understand how it's installed. Yung society, friends, again. Pero something similar na palaging tinatanong sa atin or kinoconsult is fear. Could you help us more understand? Could you help us understand more about fears?
What in particular?
Well, una, siguro, ano yung mga common na fear na nilalapit? Kasi
sure.
parang palagi yung winowork on ko, confidence, siyempre, ang mga tanong sa akin is fear of public speaking, fear of judgment, yung mga, siyempre, takot, minsan fear of ghosts, fear of the dark. Ayan, yung mga common. So, ano ba yung mga common and what's fear entirely?
We often hear it said that fear is false evidence appearing real as an acronym. From the get-go, the way we were built, we have two natural fears. Okay, there's the fear of falling because it can kill us, and the fear of loud noises, maybe because they're related to something that can kill us. Okay, we're born with those two fears. They're kind of a protective mechanism. Everything else is, in theory, learned. Because, unbelievably, public speaking will not kill you. Judgment will not kill you. Not getting what you want will not kill you. Waiting 5 years for your business to thrive will not kill you. It's just that we've come to believe that they might. It looks real to us. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the most common fears I've encountered for the people that we tend to work with are fear of failure, fear of success. The more common ones for people in general, unbelievably, are fear of unknown or the unknown or the things we don't know or aren't sure about. You know, when they say, like, you know, what you don't know won't kill you. No. For some people, just the anxiety of what they don't know is crushing them. There's also like the fear of rejection. Definitely there's that public speaking thing too. There's the fear of change or leaving your comfort zone. There's the fear of losing control, whether it's real or imagined. There's the fear of physical harm. And sometimes some people will actually feel as if they're physically harmed just from the fear or anxiety around something. And finally, well, that's related to the fear of the unknown. There's that fear of death and the unknown that happens with or beyond death.
Hindi tayo pwede lumalim dun eh. Maraming
that's too intense, man. That's too intense.
Yeah, too intense. Yeah. Pero siguro, one thing that I want to ask here is, technically, it's like programmed. Sabi mo ba, two fears, diba, when we were born.
Falling in loud noises.
So all the other fears are learned.
Mm.
Now, the next question, of course, is the opposite of learned. Can it be unlearned?
Can they be unlearned? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Now, next question is how?
Unfortunately, for most people, unlearning is a happy accident.
Yan. Kaya natin pinag-usapan tong fear kasi it's also connected with limiting beliefs. Kasi insight also.
Definitely, definitely. If you look at negative self-talk, if you look at limiting beliefs, if you look at fears, they all keep us from living fully and reaching what's supposed to be our fullest potential. They all keep us from being limitless. You know, if you're fearful of public speaking, for example, you know, you lose out on opportunities and connections and personal growth. You might even miss out on a romance that you could have had you gone to that podium and met the person who was giving you the agenda for the day. You know, all because of some supposed fear that really would not have killed you. Person who fears rejection may limit their interactions and pretend that it's something else, like, oh, I'm just introverted, when it's actually a fear of rejection, and it keeps them from trying to interact with people who might actually be good for them. And, you know, a way around this that we often work at is trying to help people recognize these fears, driving them towards that aha moment that you spoke about, and encouraging people to face them head on. There's this therapy we actually do, which is graded exposure. That thing you fear, expose yourself to a bit of it and a bit of it more and more until you're used to it. So these are just part of the strategies. But yeah, definitely these fears, these limiting beliefs, these negative self-talk bits, they're kind of all just one thing. If you think about it, they're misguided thought, they're a huge misunderstanding, they're unconfronted beliefs. You know, they are things, they are thoughts which a single aha can change. And when that happens, you know, at first everything might look the same, but everything will be very different.
Well, yung isa pang word that connects with limiting beliefs and fears is trauma.
Trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ping dun sa sinabi mo with getting exposed with yung fear.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi there are like therapy approaches that work with like yung visualization na kahit sa utak mo yung parang ini-expose ka doon, changing the environment of it, changing the sounds, changing the color, changing the tone of voice, the volume, and as you get to work with it, you get to also create better patterns to deal with that fear, to deal with that limiting belief, or and to deal with that trauma. Right?
Yes.
So yeah, yun nga eh. Kaya ang laking bagay na listening to like podcasts like this, connecting with some mentors, coaches, or people that you could trust na talagang could guide you to new thought, better thought. It would change your life. It has changed mine. Yeah, kasi kausap ko rin si Strix dati, and talking to Strix has like opened lots of new thought that led me to better thought. Kaya Ken thought, you know.
Yes, you can. When before you couldn't, pero, now you can.
Oh, Ken. Yes, I can. Pero kidding aside, I mean, let's have a recap here. Yeah. Kasi we talked about insight, we talked about limiting beliefs, we talked about fears, we a little talked about traumas. Any like suggestions for people that really have a hard time dealing with these fears, like limiting beliefs and stuff?
You know, I'm a fan of language, as are you. And I think that's, for me, therefore, an easy approach to take and one I love suggesting. And it's confronting your trauma, your fears, your beliefs, your limitations, your negative self-talk. And I suggest you actually do it with like verbal repartee or a verbal formula. You might think of it as a reframe in hypnotic language terms. And one I like using is, what if I'm wrong? And for most people, what if I'm wrong is a bad thing. But if you use what if I'm wrong on your negative beliefs, on things you think you're traumatized by, on limitations you think you have, on things you think you can't do, you might just change your life when you find out you're wrong about being damaged, about being beyond help, about being afraid of this thing or that, about not being able to change as a person, about not being able to turn your life around. That singular question and the singular moment that it opens you up to can change your entire life. So that's my invitation. What if you're wrong about the things that you think you're sure about? But, you know, these things are the things that hold you back. What if you're wrong about the things that hold you back? What if you're wrong about what you fear? What if you're not such a bad person? What if... What if it can't hurt you anymore? What if it's done? What if you don't have to stay that way, you know? Like for us, even when we're adults, the experience is real. We still feel like the person who bullied us when we were 3'5" can bully us now that we're 5'7". We're no longer the same people we were. But internally, we run into that person, even if they're smaller than us now, you know, there's that flashback, okay? And it looks real, but it's a memory, and even memories can be falsified. In fact, that's one of the most amusing things to me, how many hypnotists and hypnotherapists and coaches believe like memories are real, and how many of them believe that most of our memories are correct. Most of our memories are false or falsified. The way memory actually works is each time we access a memory, we rewrite over it. It's not just accessing hard drive. We access hard drive and write over the code a bit. And since that's the mechanism, we might as well write over it in a useful way, in a positive self-talk way, in a kind to ourself way, in what if I was wrong about what held me back way? Because why not?
Yeah, kaya yun yung mga isa sa mga driving force on why this podcast is entitled Self-Talk.
Kasi, amen.
Even if like we get to work with our friends or family, coaches, mentors, I mean, these are external forces that could help us get insight.
Mm.
Pero, nandun pa rin yung power sa'yo eh. Right? Ikaw pa rin yung nagde-decide ng lahat. The outside forces help a lot, pero at the end of the day, you have the power in you to actually change that belief, that fear, that trauma, that mindset.
I hear you. I think this is where one of the places where we overlap very strongly. We believe so much and insist on returning the power of choice to people. That very thing that society and conditioning and all our beliefs hold us back from. We like giving people back their power to choose. I think that's such a big thing for people to suddenly see again, you know what? I have a say in this. And in a very Spider-Man fashion, you know, where, you know, great power and responsibility overlap isn't just the with great power comes great responsibility, but with great responsibility and admitting it comes great power.
That comes from Ben Uncle.
Ben Uncle.
Yeah, that's a quote from Ben Uncle. The opposite of Uncle Ben. Actually, I was about to say it then. Pero pero totoo eh, di ba? With great responsibility comes power then.
That's where it comes
so,
from.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that's exactly the thing that all this new wokeness culture is dispromoting. You know, an entire generation was raised with you're great, you can do anything, and they're encouraged to have rights without responsibilities. But without responsibilities, we don't gain power. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
But moving forward, guys, we will be discussing more of these topics as we want to go deeper with these discussions. Kasi, kumbaga, episode 1, 2, 3, again, nakikita mo yung topics eh. We want to really get to insight. This is not just like a talk show or a podcast. No. Again, we're working with thought here. We're working with influence. And as you get to listen to more of these stuff, your mind gets molded into something better or something new or something worse.
Or unmolded.
Or unmolded, yeah. Kasi yun nga yung point eh. We've learned a lot of stuff.
Mm.
But we want to give you the power to actually unlearn stuff that doesn't benefit you.
Right. And that's the direction that Limitless actually heads in.
So
what if we're wrong about everything we believed? And what if that's a really good thing?
Yeah, and pinging with that, Strix, yep. I think it's also a good time to share with our friends who are listening.
Mm.
What's the Limitless program?
The Limitless course is a crazy little program I set off sharing because I saw something for myself. Essentially, I saw one thought that changed everything for me. And all this time, everything I've been trying to do has been in the direction of I'm that kid in a playground who saw something cool. But you know, the only way for the other kids to see that is for them to see it themselves. I can't tell them what it is. They've got to come see. And so all of this time, all of my efforts were gearing it up for that insight, gearing it up for that people seeing the joke, gearing it up for that opportunity for us to have that aha moment. And that's all that Limitless is, a huge conversation with the possibility of a setup that opens up us to see what thought is like and what the nature of our reality and perceptions is like, and the chance for us to live free, unmolded again. And then from there, you know, if you want to live your life the same way again, that's completely your call. But it's an opportunity to start fresh, to start unconditioned, to see life as it is rather than how we've been told it is. To see possibilities we couldn't see before, not because they weren't there, but because we couldn't see. Limitless is that set up for the moment when, you know, that guy in the movie goes, "I was blind, but now I see."
Totoo yan. Totoo yan. Siguro ako personally, I could attest to that at having attended like these programs with you for how many years? I've seen like hundreds of people already getting to understand more about themselves better because sabi mo nga, limitless is an experience. Bakit? Kasi eto para sa akin, Strix, as a person that saw the experience with everyone who've attended, iba-iba kami na experience eh.
Oh yeah.
Pero it's something that we get to keep for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
That's sweet, man.
So ako, yun. Oh yeah, yeah. And of course, kaya ikaw palagi yung episode one because of course, it's really a good thing that people learn more about your skills, your insight, your ability to help people get to better places. And with that, any things to say to our listeners right now, siguro who are going through a lot with life?
First off,
going a lot. Don't take it negatively, guys. Siguro positively.
I hear. let me say this, if you'll allow it. Even though it doesn't look like it, and sometimes it's definitely not gonna look like it. So, save this on an index card for later. Especially when it doesn't look like it. I'd like you to know that your entire life changing can be just one thought away. I'll say it in another way. You're merely one thought away from a completely different experience of life. No matter how bad things are. I get that things are sometimes really, really bad. But even then, you can change your experience of what's happening. Because these are two very different things. And when your experience changes, your capabilities and your actions change. And you can rewrite your life. And you can help others rewrite theirs.
No way. Ayun. So for everyone listening, again, you can check Dr. Strix out on Facebook. He also has his YouTube. Nagpo-post yan palagi ng insights niya sa page niya at sa YouTube na. And upcoming, yung Limitless program, I think kung nakikinig kayo ngayong January, sa April yon. Kung nakikinig kayo ng lagpas April 2023, tapos na. Okay. Bihira lang kami mag-run ng Limitless. So, it's a very, very good discussion. And siguro, ako, parting words ko lang, again, to sum up this episode, we've learned a lot about limiting beliefs, about ourselves, about insight, about fears and traumas. And siguro, yung gusto ko sabihin dito is, limit is a word that limits you. Diba? And I'm looking forward to better, deeper, like awesome discussions moving forward. We could always invite Strix anytime.
This was such a good discussion, man. Thanks.
Oh yeah, salamat. And yeah, this is like the first of many, and I'm really looking forward to work with a lot of people to help people get to better thought, this insight. And cheers, everyone. And again, thanks, Strix, for joining this. Much appreciated, bro.
Thank you very much, Ken. And to everyone else, right. You can too.
Ken too.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Remember to always add value to yourself. Love yourself more. Because syempre, you deserve it. Yung attention mo is so, so, so much appreciated dito. Thank you for listening. And if you learned something from this episode, make sure to follow me on my Facebook page, syempre sa Instagram din, saka sa TikTok, to catch all the latest insights, workshops, and interviews. And syempre, if you see yourself needing more for one-on-one coaching or even team workshops, feel free to message me on my page. Cheers!